around the world, and almost every possible idea was tried out to stop its spread. Come on, darling, we need to get to the hospital quick.
What has happened to this poor girl?
I don't know. She just started coughing and spluttering and she's ever so sick. Please help us.
I think I know what it is.
What is it? The Black Death disease? Yes. Oh, no.
I'm afraid so.
Oh, no. We won't have to go to Ragusa, will we?
Yes, for 40 days exactly.
I'm afraid so.
Oh, no. Well, we better go, darling. Thank you.
Bye.
Ta-ta.
In 1377, people travelling from plague-struck towns on their journey to Ragusa in Croatia were made to stay outside the town for 40 days. Come on, they might let us in early. Hello, please can we come in? She's ever so sick and we hope that you'll be able to help us.
Sorry, but you have to stay out the town for 40 days.
Really? That's terrible! Isn't there anything that you can do to help us?
You could try quarantine.
We'll have to try it. Thank you. Goodbye. Unfortunately, the idea of quarantine didn't spread as quickly as the Black Death. In 1665, fleas in cloth taken from London to a village called Eam carried the plague with them. The village quarantined itself. Of the 350 villagers, 266 died, but their bravery stopped the disease spreading. The end.
I like to milk cows, milk cows, milk cows. I like to milk.
I don't feel so well.
Scene two, at home.
Oh, Mother, don't feel well.
Oh, dear, my son has smallpox and my daughter has cowpox.
Freeze.
I am Dr. Edward Jenner. This boy has smallpox, and this girl has cowpox.
Interesting.
Wait, if that boy has smallpox, how could that girl have cowpox? Wouldn't she have caught smallpox?